Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line, attorney Paul Cambria, our expert legal analyst, to talk a little bit about the Mueller reports. And Paul, we've heard the summary of the reports, kind of the gist of it, if you will. But now the big question turns to, will the full report be released? What are some of the things that the Justice Department has to consider when thinking about that question?
Well, you have to consider the fact that a lot of the things that are in this report have not been tested by cross-examination. You know, it's all kind of one-sided. There are a number of things that would be hearsay. Something could be rumor. I mean, things like this are not, you know, evidence, okay? I mean, some parts of it could be evidence, but it hasn't been tested, if you will, as to the accuracy and truth.
When looking at some of the things that might be inside the report, there has been talk of just a lot of confidential material that wouldn't be able to be released or might have to be redacted. If that's the case, would the Justice Department maybe say, well, if we have to redact all this information, what's the point?
Yeah, and that could happen as well. There could be intelligence information there concerning dealings with Russia, if you will, indications of people who we have as so-called spies, people on their side who we may have identified as spies. You know, there's a lot there that might indicate some kind of national security that would have to be redacted, make it even, you know, less comprehensible.
Do you think that it will eventually happen in some way, shape, or form, if not officially, unofficially somehow?
Yeah, I think that always happens. We see it all the time, and I think you're going to see it here.
What happens to those who have already been indicted? You have a lot of people pointing, you know, a finger saying, hey, if this says no collusion, why have, you know, people like Roger Stone or, you know, all these other indictments taken place? So does this mean anything for those people?
Well, it could. There could be information in there which the defense would call so-called Brady material, which means favorable material, and it has to be disclosed before their trial. So a guy like Manafort or whoever who went to trial, you know, I'm sure his lawyers would like to see what's in there and whether or not there's anything in there that would have been favorable to him.
For a lot of people are talking about pardon. You're kind of saying there might be another way around? If the president doesn't choose to pardon, you know, say like a Roger Stone, maybe this report could have some new information that would lead to maybe it's another trial or some other sort of way to go around that?
Yeah, for people who've already been to trial, if there's favorable information that wasn't given to them, you know, they could take the position they need a new trial. So that's how that would work for them.
But an indictment is an indictment, and I guess the prosecutors would argue, hey, it doesn't matter what the report says about the president, you know, on this individual, we have a reason to believe he committed a crime.
Yeah, but again, if there's information there about that individual that would be favorable as far as the defense is concerned, you know, that's what they would complain about.
How do you think the Attorney General kind of went about creating this summary? What would he have been what would have been necessary to include? Are there things that maybe he would have felt he could leave out even if they weren't confidential?
Well, you know, here the first part of the report says, you know, they did not find a basis for collusion and therefore for charges. Well, realize charges only have to be brought with so-called probable cause, much less than proof beyond a reasonable doubt. So here, what they're saying is they didn't even have probable cause to believe that there was collusion, let alone proof beyond a reasonable doubt, that there was collusion. And I thought it was interesting when they said, but it doesn't exonerate him. Well, if you're not charged with anything, you don't have to be exonerated of anything.
All right.
And well, so I found that a little bit. I think that's just political window dressing to put in there the not exonerate. They never charged. They had enough. Didn't have enough to charge. What's to exonerate?
There's, of course, our expert legal analyst, Paul Cambria, giving us the ins and outs and still a lot to unpack when it comes to the Mueller report. Paul, we always thank you for your insight. And if you missed that interview or any of our others, you can hear it on demand, WBEN.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.